When I knew them, the youngest two, the ones that got killed, Nancy and the little boy wore glasses. They were only babies, maybe 5 or 6 years old. The other two, one was called Beverly. The other girl, I don't remember her name. They were already in high school. A nice family. Real nice. I never forgot them. When I left there, it was sometime in 1949. I got married. I got divorced. The army took me. Other stuff happened. Time went by, you might say, and in 1959, June 1959, 10 years since I last seen Mr. Clutter, I got sent to Lansing because of breaking into this appliance store, electrical appliances. What I had in mind was I wanted to get hold of some electrical lawnmowers. Not to sell. I was going to start a lawnmower rental service. That way, see, I'd have had my own permanent little business. Of course, nothing come of it, except I drew a 3 to 5. If I hadn't, then I never would have met Dick. And maybe Mr. Clutter wouldn't be in his grave. But there you are. There it is. I come to meet Dick. He was the first fella I sailed with. We sailed together, I guess, a month. June and part of July. He was just finishing a 3 to 5. Due for parole in August. He talked a lot about what he planned to do when he got out. Said he thought he might go to Nevada, one of them missile-based towns, buy himself a uniform and pass himself off as an Air Force officer, so he could hang out a regular wash line of hot paper. That was one idea he told me. Never thought much of it myself. He was smart, I don't deny, but he didn't look the part, like no Air Force officer. Other times he mentioned this friend of his, Perry, a half-Indian fella he used to sail with, and the big deals him and Perry might pull when they got together again. I never met him, Perry. Never saw him. He'd already left Lansing, was out on parole. But Dick always said if the chance of a real big score came up, he could rely on Perry Smith to go partners. I don't exactly recall how Mr. Clutter first got mentioned. It must have been when we were discussing jobs, different kinds of work we'd done. Dick, he was a trained car mechanic, and mostly that was the work he'd done. Only once he'd had a job driving a hospital ambulance. He was full of brag about that. About nurses and all what he'd done with them in the back of the ambulance. Anyway, I informed him how I'd worked a year on a considerable wheat spread in western Kansas for Mr. Clutter. He wanted to know if Mr. Clutter was a wealthy man. Yes, I said. Yes, he was. In fact, I said, Mr. Clutter had once told me that he got rid of $10,000 in 1 week. I mean, said it sometimes cost him $10,000 a week to run his operation. After that, Dick never stopped asking me about the family.